The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to Happy Hour, everyone, wherever you are in the world and whatever conditions are arising for you right now. So for today's practice together, I would like to speak about and also do a guided meditation on joy, on delight. Because, yes, these are challenging times. These are, of course, challenging times. We're all affected in different ways. And our hearts may be breaking, are breaking, seeing the suffering of people that we care about around us and people that we don't even know around us, people sick, dying, affected financially, people everywhere around us and then far away in different countries, in different continents, no matter who they might be. We're all part of this human family. So besides our own suffering and pain, our own worry, our own anxiety, the way we are affected, the way the world is affected. So not to turn away at all from the pain, from the sorrow and the challenge. And yet, not to only give weight to the difficulty, the pain, the sorrow, the heaviness. Also to take time to honor joy, gladness, delight in our lives and in the lives of others, so that we are not just honoring or bowing to the challenge, not turning away from it, but also taking opportunities to nourish ourselves, to nourish our heart, and not feel guilty about it, not have a shred of guilt about our own joy, our own happiness, balanced with the challenges of the world. So why is it important? Why do I even dare to bring in this concept of joy and happiness and contentment, if there may be lights or rays of happiness and contentment and joy in the midst of all this? And that is not to be callous, not to be unfeeling, and not to be self-centered and wrapped up in just our joy or turning away, but actually seeing joy, happiness, contentment, delight, these wholesome qualities of the heart as a way to support ourselves, to support our heart, to support ourselves, to buoy ourselves, give ourselves gladness so that we can be more available, so that we can be more present, so that we can have more resilience to face, to be with challenge and difficulty, so that we're not completely overwhelmed in the sadness and depression and overwhelm. So by honoring, by valuing what gives us joy, what brings delight and gladness, these wholesome, beautiful qualities of the mind, it both allows us to be more spacious, more available, have more samatha, samadhi, stability, concentration, whatever you want to call it, more stability. Let's just call it more stability. Let our minds have more stability so that we can contain more and we can be more available, more present for the challenges more fully. Our hearts will not be as overwhelmed because they have been rejuvenated and have had a refreshing drink from the fountain of gladness and joy. Ah, so as if you were sitting under the cool shade of a tree on a hot day and having a cool drink for a moment. Ah, gaining, settling your composure, feeling the delight and the joy, how it can make you more available to then head back out into the heat because you have had a bit of a respite. The same way, welcoming. When there is joy available, turning the mind to what is good, what is wholesome in the heart, can be supportive in that way. So what brings us joy might be very, very simple. For example, just as you were introducing yourselves, people from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, Santa Cruz, from the East Coast, from Utah, middle of the country, from Canada. As I got a sense, as I heard your beautiful voices, all of you in this human family together in this hour coming together, the fountain of joy, really the spark, I felt joy, delight. It's not fancy, it's just little joy. Wow, here we are. I feel delight, pamuja. I feel delight, pamuja, the word in Pali, pamuja. I feel sense of delight or piti, joy. It's this bubbliness. Ah, I am glad. And that nourishes my heart in this moment. As I sit here, sheltered in place, in my home in Mountain View, California, oh, a sense of gladness, a sense of being connected, feeling connected to you beautiful human beings around the countries, around the world. And that gives me gladness. So whatever might be, as I lead you, there might be various suggestions in this guided meditation in sources for gladness. And again, I want to emphasize that it is not to be approached with a sense of self-absorption or guilt, to really see it as what can be nourishing and serve as a resource for you, both for yourself in your own life, as well as in the way that you support other people, other human beings around you. So with that, I would like to ask you to move into your meditation posture, whatever that might be for you. settling in your chair or in your cushion. Gently, if it's comfortable for you, closing your eyes. Landing in this body. Ah, a moment of refuge. Just a simple moment of refuge, just sitting and breathing. Perhaps letting go formally in this moment. Maybe in your mind's eye, bowing to thoughts, plans, memories. Perhaps even if possible for a moment to worries, anxieties, and just bowing to them. Say thank you. In this moment, I'm going to take refuge, relax into the body. take a moment to take a few moments to nourish myself, my heart, my mind. And as you turn inward, as you turn, your gaze inward. Feeling the connectedness of your body to the earth. Feeling your feet. On the floor, your legs contacting the cushion, your bottom contacting the chair, your back. These areas of contact. And just resting, relaxing into. As if there were suction, tiny little suction cups under your feet, legs, your bottom, your back, just tiny little, many, many little suction cups. Ah, feeling them like connect, really connect. Really connect. Really connect, land. Firmly connect. Firmly and yet playfully. Suction cups can be kind of playful, especially if they're tiny and numerous. Connected. Feeling your hands touching each other or your lap. Maybe there are mini suction cups, lots of them, connecting, feeling the connection here too. And as you feel connected, rooted, stably contacting, let there be a sense of spaciousness as the breath moves throughout your body, being received one breath at a time. With each in-breath, bringing more awareness, alertness. Maybe each in-breath bringing more sense of delight. As it fills your lungs, your abdomen, your whole body. And each out breath, relaxing. Softening. Letting you land more deeply. Dropping in. More deeply, as if every in-breath, You're jumping up a little bit, jumping for joy. Feeling you, and with each out-breath, you land more deeply into the earth, relaxing the body. Feeling the connectedness. The connection, the grip of the suction cups. Letting each breath calm and soothe you. Like a lullaby. Just tilling the soil right here for a few minutes of silence. And as thoughts, memories arise, it's okay. Maybe turning to them, noticing them, acknowledging them with delight, with joy that you have noticed them. Joy and delight in your capacity to be aware, not a sense of guilt. An admonition. Seeing them, smiling at them, be gently saying, thank you, but not right now. And turning your attention, your awareness. To the nourishing awareness of sitting here where you are, and being able to sit and breathe. The simple delight, the joy of awareness in this moment. The awareness, this ever persistent, present awareness. This knowing, whether you're knowing the breath being breathed, whether the awareness is knowing contact points of the body and the earth, whether the awareness is knowing sounds or thoughts arising, this gift of awareness, being conscious, being aware, this mystery. This mystery of being human. Being a child of illusion, the illusion that is this human experience in this body. Wow. As if you were seeing stars. For the first time, sense of awe, mystery, the stars are inside, is this magnificent being human that is you. Noticing if there can be, if there is a sense of ever so subtle awe or delight that accompanies sense of awe. Wow. And let that delight, if there is any, or awe, land you more deeply into your body. Not to get heady, but to get more rooted in your first person human experience of knowing, sensing. Maybe there is a sense of delight and joy that's arising. Being aware of sounds. Either just hearing itself, this magnificent ability to hear, the joy and delight of that, or the content of the sounds for this matter in this month. That's fine too. Where I am, I hear birds chirping outside my window. I have a fondness for birds. It just makes me smile. Being aware of little birdies singing, serenading. Notice right now, as you're sitting wherever you are, there's something present right now in your environment that you're sensing that brings delight, gladness, joy, contentment. Might be sounds, or it just might be that you're sitting comfortably. Maybe there's no pain right now in your body. Yay! Maybe you're sitting comfortably in your favorite chair on your cushion. Maybe a soft blanket is around you. Sense of contentment, maybe gratitude, delight arises. Letting the sense of joy be held in stability, in the sense of connection of your body. Not to get too heady, not to be like a balloon that floats away in thoughts and memories. No, grounded here in the body, breathing, the suction cups. Don't forget them. They're still attached. So let the joy, the contentment, be held in the stability of the body. Letting the breath be the tether, the breath within the body, be the anchor. As you notice any sense of contentment and joy. And as I sit here, connected to my body, feeling the breath moving in and out, sense of delight, contentment. I also hear a distant sound of children distinctly speaking at a distance. A sense of joy, happiness for their joy. And for this part, I invite you, if there is a child who is just being a child, being happy right now in your life, you know them, bring them to mind. Or perhaps bring the image of one of the cute babies you might have seen recently on a sweet video, or a memory of a child, you know, maybe they're grown up now, but when they were babies, children, they were so cute and they were just happy and content. And they were fed, they were happy, that's all. Just bring that to mind. The unbridled joy of children that are happy and content, giggling with laughter. A toddler is exploring the world. You can be creative and see what works for you here. Conjuring up a sense of a feeling of vicarious joy. Happiness for the happiness of a well-cared for happy child. Cooing, giggling, whatever works in this image. The smile and happiness of children when they get gifts when they're young. They love that. Children at Christmas morning. Let that bring joy into your heart. It's just unbridled joy, happiness. And if it works for you, be saying a couple of phrases of practice of mudita, vicarious joy. I'll offer a couple of alternatives. I am happy for your happiness. Or your happiness makes me happy. Or I delight in your joy, in your fullness, fullness of your being. See, notice in your own body, heart, and mind. Maybe a smile shows up on your face. Another alternative phrase you can silently recite. May your happiness continue. May your joy continue. May it increase. May it never end. Or the simpler versions again. Your happiness gives me joy. I delight in your happiness, in your laughter, in your play. I wish you well. I wish you more happiness and laughter. And in the last moments of the sit, I would like to share a poem with you. And let that wash over you. The name of the poem is A Brief for the Defense. And it's by Jack Gilbert. So. Sorrow everywhere, slaughter everywhere. If babies are not starving someplace, they are starving somewhere else, with flies in their nostrils. But we enjoy our lives because that's what God wants. It's a particular perspective, but worthy nevertheless. We'll continue with the poem. Otherwise, the mornings before summer dawn would not be made so fine. The Bengal tiger would not be fashioned so miraculously well. The poor woman at the fountain are laughing together between their suffering, between the suffering they have known and the awfulness of their futures, smiling and laughing while somebody in the village is very sick. There is laughter every day in the terrible streets of Calcutta, and the women laugh in the cages of Bombay. If we deny our gladness, resist our satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have this stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. To make injustice the only measure of our attention is to praise the devil. If the locomotive of the Lord runs us down, we should give thanks that the end had magnitude. We must admit there will be music despite everything. We stand at the prow again of a small ship anchored late at night in the tiny port, looking over to the sleeping island. The waterfront is three shuttered cafes and one naked light burning. To hear the faint sound of oars in the silence as a rowboat comes slowly out and then goes back is truly worth all the years of sorrow that are to come. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness. Thank you all. So, I noticed that we have been visited by a Zoom bomber. Let's wish them well, that they feel the necessity to come and share challenging, difficult epitaphs. Let's wish them goodness and ease. Hurt people hurt people. So there must be so much hurt in someone's heart that they feel like they have to hurt others. So let's wish them well. May they be free, may they be happy. So, love to ask you actually, what's arising for you in this moment? Just one word maybe popping before we go into groups briefly. Just one word, what's arising for you? Feel free to unmute yourself and speak. Okay, not much is coming up. That's fine. It's all good. So let's get into small groups of three just for a few minutes and just have some personal connection. That's one part of these practices that are quite lovely in terms of getting together and exchanging from people around the world who are doing this practice together with us. What's coming up for you? And the prompt is, how are you? How are you doing right now? How was this practice for you? What did it bring up? And there's no right or wrong answer. And the invitation is to support each other by offering your full attention and awareness with kindness as the other people are speaking. And each person will have a couple of minutes. I will put that in the Zoom. Here we go. Great. Welcome back, everyone. So the floor is open for any reflections, any questions, comments, complaints. So please raise your hand or either physically. I can't see everyone, but if you press the space bar, that's one way to also raise your hand and call on you. So please, I'd love to hear from you. Your reflections, reactions. Dunbar, please.
Nikki, I loved your meditation.
Thank you.
It was very calming, very soothing. So thank you for that. It was somewhat different than other meditations that I do, but it was very pleasant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. Yeah, the practice of actually, so what we did was some grounding in the body. Our idea of suction cups just came up for me and it worked for me. Did it work for anybody else? I mean, I don't know. Yes, I see some smiling faces. You can write in the chat window if it worked for you or it didn't. I would be curious or if anybody wants to comment on it. But for me, it created the sense of, oh, these, you know, I had this image of, you know, there's some animals, it turns out, animals that walk on ceilings and walls that apparently have tiny, tiny suction cups all over their fingers and toes. And so that's the little image I had. And apparently, I think if I remember these, like maybe they're geckos, they're green. So I have the image of all these suction cups being tiny little green, cute. So for me, it's like, oh, this is how I'm really connected and rooted. So if that worked for you, please feel free to use it. Sometimes new things come up in the Dharma. Anyway, lovely. Thank you, Dunder. Joan, your hand is up, please. I'm muting you.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for making this practice available to us. And although I didn't feel, I was telling the two people I was talking to, I didn't really feel a sense of joy because it's been difficult time for me, but it was still, it was able to provide some stillness within me. And I really loved that poem that you read. I thought that was so appropriate for what we're going through, you know, we collectively. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you so much. And tell you what, actually, I'm going to put, since this is Zoom and since it is possible, I'm going to put a link to that poem in the chat window. Here we go. Let's see. There. So here you have it. The brief for the defenses. There are many poems on this page from Jack Gilbert, and Brief for the Defense is the last one on the list. So, great. Barry says, suction cups made me think of breathing in at the nostrils. Ah, interesting. What was that? Was that helpful for you then? Barry, gonna unmute you. Oh, you just muted. Here, unmute it again. Not working.
I see what. Okay, there I go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing that popped in my mind is my. I think of the breath in my nose as, you know, being sucked out and pulled out. And but yeah, I too like the poem. I am glad you put the link because I wasn't present for all of it. And I want to look at it again. And be present. But yeah, I really like being able to connect on us, you know, like on the small group level, because I'm always curious to find out about other people's practices. I love the opportunity to connect with people and find out, you know, where they are with the practice and stuff. So
thanks for saying that. Thanks for saying that.
Facilitating that for us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for participating in that. And it is, I find it very meaningful to have the one-on-one connection in this way. It's very unique. It's very different from having Zoom meetings, work Zoom meetings. This feels very different. This facilitated, and, you know, really hearts connecting. So thanks for mentioning that. Another thing I wanted to say, actually, in connection to what Dunder said earlier about that this meditation felt very different from what you're used to, I wanted to say that besides the settling that we did at the beginning, the practice of mudita, a vicarious joy, which is one of the four Brahma Viharas, one of the four cultivations of the heart, is not taught that much. Either people teach metta or compassion, maybe some equanimity, but, you know, mudita gets short shrifted. And I think mudita is so important at this time to support ourselves with all the Brahma Viharas. Yes, there is metta. Of course, there's plenty of compassion because there's plenty of suffering in the world right now, and equanimity, we need that in order to get completely out of whack. And yeah, let's bring some more attention to mudita, vicarious joy, happiness for other people's happiness, or just good, just sense of delight, which, by the way, when mudita is turned to ourselves, it becomes gratitude, which is happiness for our own happiness. So it is 7:00 and I'm going to formally end the session. And thank you all for coming tonight and practicing together for both yourself and to support all the beings everywhere through your practice. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Yeah. And after closing formally, I'm going to stay on for 10 minutes until 7:10. If anyone has any burning questions, the same way I would be in the hall for an extra 10 minutes. I'm going to offer that. So thank you. And whoever wants to get off, see you maybe tomorrow. Bye.